Treat Dad this Father's Day with great gifts from Menards. From levels, nailers, and drills to complete any project, to tool chests, recliners, and grills, we've got the perfect gifts to make this Father's Day one to remember. Stop by your local Menards today and save big money on gifts for Dad. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 9 o'clock. ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. What are you hearing from pro days? Texas had their pro day yesterday. Clemson had their pro day yesterday. Any news and notes that we need to know, Lance?
Clemson had a good run. Cornell Powell ran pretty well. These are all... But Cornell Powell's a guy that I would consider from the Texans on day three. So he's got to keep your eye on. I didn't see what... How did Amari Rodgers run? Travis Etienne had a great pro day. He'll be a first-round pick. I think he's going to be the first.
First, huh?
Yeah, I think Travis Etienne will be the first running back off the board.
And first round.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He catches the ball
late.
Well, too. I think inside the first 24 pick, it's hard to predict running backs where they go. Like, the Dolphins still need one, and they've got two first-round picks. The Jets have two first-round picks. They need one. Most people will tell you that analytics is bad, but getting a guy when he's at his best, when he's younger, and having a five-year deal on him is just not bad business. It's just not. And if you give them an extension, a 2 or 3 year extension, 3 years into it, it saves you from having to do a long extension when they're at the end, and then you got a lot of bad money on it. So that's something I would consider. No, Najee Harris is not going to run well if he runs. I don't think he'll run. I think he'll have something come up and he won't run. I've heard he's going to be in the 4.7s. Travis Etienne was in the 4.4s. Najee Harris has never had a run more than 42 yards in all of college football. That's not a problem for Travis Etienne.
Mm-mm.
And who else? Who was the other one? Today it's Trey Lance. Is it noon? I'll be doing, if you guys want to watch, I'll be on NFL Total Access from 6 to 7 p.m. tonight, every Friday on NFL Network. And we'll be talking about Oklahoma's pro day, which is today, and also Trey Lance's pro day today. That's a big one. Trey Lance today is a big one.
So I guess it's news. John Schneider, the GM of the Seahawks, is going to be at Trey Lance's pro day. I guess that's news. Although he goes
news.
And sees, he what? Well, but he.
You're the head. Says, there's no one else there. You're the head coach of Russell Wilson, and you're at Trey Lance's pro
manager.
Day. I mean, the general manager. That's kind of a big deal to me.
Well, it says he and goes to. He's been to a lot of quarterback pro days. So
yeah,
don't
great.
Read anything into it. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
If that's what you say.
Don't read anything into all this talk about trading him either.
So if Seattle, if Trey Lance were to fall, no chance they'd consider taking Trey Lance?
Absolutely they would. Might consider it anyway.
He's there looking at Trey Lance.
Right.
He's there looking at Trey Lance. That is a big deal when you have Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson's considered one of the three best quarterbacks in football. And you're looking at, and there's rumors about Russell Wilson. And you're looking at Trey Lance. That's a big deal to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know who's not going to be there? I guarantee you who won't be there. Green Bay. Green Bay won't be there.
Well, they just took Gutenkiss a quarterback
isn't
last
be,
year.
Exactly. Gutenkiss won't be there.
No.
You know who
they
else won't be there?
Quarterback.
Chris Greer won't be
Stupidly.
There.
Stupidly.
Chris Greer won't be there because Miami's very happy with Tua.
Well, they just took a quarterback.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, so no. That
And you have a quarterback in Seattle, and he's under contract.
Right.
But you're there?
Well,
it's not a pro day. It's
no, but you got all this stuff swirling. Yeah.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
Is Creed Humphrey the best Oklahoma prospect, Lance, since you're talking about their pro day?
I don't like Ronnie Perkins. Creed is like a 2-2-3. No wide receivers.
Ramondre Stevenson.
No, Ramondre's like a 4th. Yeah, he's their best. Trey Brown is late round, the corner.
Adrian Ealy, 5th.
Adrian Ealy's an undrafted
fifth, sixth,
to seven. Me. stiff as a board. Yeah, no, Creed Humphrey's their top is going to be their top pick for sure. No linebackers, no, like some people like Ronnie Perkins, but I don't think Ronnie Perkins. I didn't think Ronnie Perkins' tape was that great.
Yeah, but what does the Colts scouting room think of Ronnie Perkins?
I don't know what they think of him. If they don't like him, they'll tell you. If they like him, they'll tell you. I'll be in a fight with them too. Yeah. Come on, do something. If y'all like somebody that I don't like, I'll fight that whole draft room. I don't care.
Oh,
that
yeah?
That draft room doesn't scare me. I'm sitting here.
Ed Dodds, you going to fight Ed Dodds?
No, not Ed Dodds, but I sit here and take bullets okay. and arrows from you two all the time. I've been battle tested.
That's all we
I'm
do.
About this life. So I'm not afraid of the Colts? I'm not afraid of any draft room that thinks they're going to bully me. None.
I was doing the show with Nick yesterday from 2 to 4, the Josh Ennis show. He wasn't there, so Nick and I did it. And people were like, man, Dell, you sound different on the show. I was like, yeah, because I don't have to battle. Yeah.
And you're not as on edge.
It's not a constant fight.
Yeah, constantly on edge.
Worry about things and be on alert all the time.
Like in prison where yeah. you got to watch and see if somebody's like, what's Dell going to try to come up
with? What shiv does John have? I don't have
John
to,
has shivs all the time.
I don't have to worry about it. I didn't have to worry about it. See,
John
I was a little bit more relaxed.
Pod boss all the time and just pod boss.
He does.
I can't be nicer. What? I can't. It's
always
impossible for me to be a nicer person.
You always
on this show.
Feign like you don't know what we're talking about.
I have
about.
No idea what you're talking about.
You're not a great person. Not I don't know if you've person. Heard.
So yesterday, David Culley met the media. After it was, he kind of stuck his foot in his mouth with, for those of you that weren't with us or here earlier in the show, we've talked about this, but certainly a lot of people in and out. Can you play the Steve Weiss thing, the huddle and flow thing? David Culley was on a podcast with Steve Weiss and the other guy.
Jim Trotter.
Yeah, and the other guy.
He has a name.
I don't know. No one knows.
Disrespectful what you're doing right now, but go ahead.
Jim's been doing it for years.
Jim Trotter.
Disrespectful. Told you you're not a good person.
Jim Trotter with Steve Weiss and Jim Trotter, and he asked this question about Deshaun Watson and being in Houston.
Will Deshaun Watson be the starting quarterback for the Houston Texans in 2021?
He is our starting quarterback as of right now. He is our starting quarterback. Things happen between now and then, and then we'll see what happens.
See, Jimmy, Coach, you just open the
door.
He hit
us with the right now.
Just open the right door now. With the right now, exactly.
Yeah, but then he met with the media, and after he got slapped around for those comments. He was a totally different tune was being played with the media yesterday. Every single time he was asked about Deshaun, here's what he had to say.
What does your contingency plan become as head coach if training camp comes around and he's not showing up?
You know, as of right now, there is no contingency plan from the standpoint of he is a Houston Texan. And basically, that's how we're moving forward with it.
Matt,
committed to him, as I said before.
Every time. He's a Houston Texan. He's our quarterback. He's the only quarterback on the roster. Blah, 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 blah. So, listen, did he maybe give something away? Do you guys believe he accidentally gave something away to Weiss and Trotter?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
I do think there's a chance. A lot of things can happen between now and then. That means that it's open.
Well,
that means that the possibility is absolutely open for a trade.
They can be stupid. But Nick Caserio isn't this dumb. If it was just Cal and Easterby, I could see where they go. Oh no, he's our. That's it. We got. That's it. There's no. We're not doing anything else. But Nick Caserio is going. Okay, all right. So we're going to hold right before the draft. We'll listen, we'll take calls, and we'll find out exactly what it is because teams will be up against it. We're not going to do it now. Ba 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 bing ba boom. All of those things. There has to be, they have to have sat in that room behind closed doors and have a contingency plan. There is a contingency plan. There has to be. You can't just say, nope, we're not doing anything. Now they may decide we're not doing anything. They may decide, listen, Deshaun's our guy. If he wants to sit, he can sit, and that's all there is to it. But if you don't have some other plan in place, then you guys are idiots.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a really good chance that Deshaun could sabotage the whole thing.
Always remember, Nick Caserio is not an idiot. Whatever you do, this should be your fallback. This should be your fallback net. Nick Caserio is not an idiot. So no matter what we say, no matter what you hear nationally,
no matter what you've seen out of this organization previously with Cal and Easterby and O'Brien,
there's
a new sheriff.
Yeah, he is not an idiot. No, he knows how to do GM stuff. Cully got out of his lane. Bo Kelly got out of his lane and said some stuff that he shouldn't have. He got very comfortable on the podcast, said some stuff he shouldn't have in terms of giving away potential game plan. But there's contingency plans. No one goes in not – now, I wouldn't have put that past the other Texan squad. They didn't have contingency plans, which is why they got beat up so badly with every negotiation, because they didn't understand how to have – you know, how to be disciplined enough to have a plan and stay with the plan. They didn't – they were not disciplined. This guy's pretty disciplined. He's been through it. He understands. He's been in this position. He won't make all the best moves or the right moves and all that stuff, but at least he knows how to. So there's no chance that Nick Caserio does not have contingency plans in place. For if Deshaun Watson's not the quarterback, he's got a contingency, or he's building to a contingency. He might not have it right now. He knows what it generally is, but he may not have the specifics yet because free agency hasn't shaken out and maybe he hasn't gone far enough down that road. Because let's face it, if he starts digging around down the road, that kind of stuff leaks. And he doesn't want it to leak yet.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying hard not to have agents or whoever leak this stuff. And here's David Culley on a podcast like, well, he's quarterback for right now. Which to me, I don't think that's going to hurt the Texans. If anything, it might spur a couple phone calls.
But again, they probably won't answer them. According to Josina Anderson yesterday, even with Culley's his faux pas that Josina Anderson said, they're still not taking any calls for Deshaun Watson, period. There are no negotiations. So, and that's the right, this is the right thing to do, everybody. Nick Caserio is handling this well. We're not trading the player. We have no intention of trading the player. We're not taking any calls. Hold. Up until April 19th.
So we had a talk on our new show called The Egyptian and the Nigerian, myself and Nick. We talked about what would be an offer that you would accept. Apparently the Blitz, they had a back and forth some time ago when the McCaffrey stuff came out. Three first rounders and McCaffrey. One of those guys said yes, the other guy said no. Surprisingly, they disagreed on something. Odd. Is three first rounders and a premier player enough? If I said, some team goes, I'll give you three first rounders and our premier player. Not doesn't have to be a running back. Would that be enough for you?
Where is their pick this year?
Let's say it's a mid-table team. You're in the teens. You get three first rounders and you know Deshaun will help that.
Well, you know that Deshaun's going to make, if you're in the teens now, Deshaun makes you a better team next year and the year after.
But let's just say you're not getting a high pick because those teams have decided it's too high of a price.
Right.
So you're dealing with mid-table teams.
Well, okay. So it's a mid-table team this year, but it's going to be a top third team next year.
You got to take all that into account.
Deshaun didn't elevate this team. Maybe.
Well, Deshaun has in the past, though.
It depends on what's around him.
He's been a playoff quarterback.
It depends on what's around him. It could be a capped out team. It could be, maybe.
Well, if it's a middle of the pack team now, you add Deshaun Watson, they're going to be better.
It depends on the defense.
And if guys get hurt, you never know.
Yeah, injury. Yeah.
Well, chances are, though, it's a team that needs a quarterback. Otherwise, they wouldn't be doing this.
Let's just – okay, in your scenario where the team becomes a 20, they start picking in the 20s because of Deshaun. Three first-rounders in that area plus a good pass rusher or corner. Is that enough for you right now? How much do you think you can milk out of a team?
I'd like to hear who the players are, but yeah. If you told me – if you want to give me one of your guys and Xavier Howard, 100%, three first-rounders. Now, the thing is, you mean not this year's first?
No.
If the Dolphins said we'll give you second first.
We'll give you 18, the two first-rounders and 20, the one first-rounder 22, one first-rounder 23, and the contract of Xavier Howard and the player that he is that enough for you right now, or you think you can milk more out of a team?
I'd want to milk a little more.
You think the Texans will get something more than three first-rounders and a all-pro?
I think it depends on where the first is. Yeah, I think that 18, because the likelihood is that the Texans will be picking in the 20s. Now, a 20 in the NFL is still a valuable pick. In the NBA, it's not, but it's still a valuable pick to have a first rounder along with your own first rounder. So, But not getting 18, you're going to have to give me something else.
I'm giving you 18 in that scenario, a mid-table team, which the Dolphins kind of were, and then the 20th picks that you're going to be getting in the future, plus an all-pro. Do you think that's the Texans get more than that?
Three and a player.
And an all-pro.
Three and an all-pro is tough, but I would still go for one more. I would go for a third or a fourth that turns into a third. Yeah, I'd still go for more. I'd push for more.
All right, it's 9-13 ESPN 95.
What would Bill O'Brien give up for Deshaun Watson? Like, you can only trade you can't trade beyond 3 years out. So three first rounders is the max. I mean, unless they have additional picks, like, yeah, you can get four from the Dolphins. I mean, Bill would probably give up three first, 2 seconds, and a third, right?
Yeah, probably. Well, if he gave up two first and a second for that, for Tunsil. Yeah.
He would absolutely.
Absolutely, he would. Yeah. Absolutely. 9-14 ESPN 97.5. Ranking every team's quarterback situation, and the Texans situation might surprise you. Next, right here on ESPN 97.5.
When it comes to sports betting, SportsMapBets.com is the site you need. From weekly betting guides to single game breakdowns of the point spread, money line, over under, and more, SportsMapBets has all the info you need to make the best play. SportsMapBets.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 9-17, ESPN 97.5. This is interesting, though. Ranking the QB situations of all 32 teams. This is a yard barker endeavor. Who do you think they think has the worst quarterback situation?
Who's awful and needs a quarterback?
Now,
mind you, it is before the Cam signing.
Was it the Patriots?
It's the Patriots.
I think it's still pretty bad.
Yeah, paying Cam $14 million after his... It's probably still... Nah, I would say Washington's worse.
Yeah, who is there?
Taylor Heineke.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, he had a moment in time, but it's still one moment.
Yeah,
that's probably the worst. But are they in a position to change that in the draft? Where the Patriots, considering they just gave Cam what they gave him, probably aren't.
Yeah, Washington. Yeah, obviously they could. They've got to do something.
Yeah,
either sign a free agent or something. They've got the Patriots is the worst quarterback situation, but that was before Cam signed. But I don't know that it's changed. Washington is the second worst quarterback situation in the NFL. Who do you think is the third? Is a little surprising.
The Bears?
Philly.
Well, if you don't trust Jalen Hurts, I get it.
They pulled Jalen Hurts from a game last year.
Yeah.
Of course, that was kind of... Well, Jalen didn't play. But Jalen had one good game and one bad game.
Yeah,
he's an unknown.
Yeah, but he was...
And most people didn't think he was a second-round pick
either. Every
rookie
has bad games.
But he wasn't... But Tua was considered...
Yeah.
Jalen was not... Jalen lost his job at Alabama, went to Oklahoma. Jalen wasn't even considered a second-round pick.
Had a nice year at Oklahoma. Yeah.
I mean, everybody does.
Yeah.
So did Spencer Rattler, Kyler Murray, and Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
Spencer Rattler is the first Oklahoma quarterback in 4 years not to be at least a Heisman finalist.
Yeah,
and even Jalen finished second, I think.
Yeah, I mean, no, every year they've got great quarterback play. They've got Denver as the fourth worst quarterback situation.
Yeah, It feels a little high to me if we're already giving up that quick.
If they could play the Texans, if Drew Lock could play the Texans every week,
where do they have San Francisco?
Well, I'll get to it. Okay. Now this is stupid because they got Jacksonville next.
Right now, Texans,
Trevor Lawrence is their quarterback. So, well, this doesn't. It only includes quarterbacks on teams' rosters. Why? You know who Jacksonville has. Their quarterback situation is way up there. So that's dumb. They got the Jets next as the next worst. They got the Bears as the next worst. Nick Foles, ahead of Sam Darnold, I guess. Okay. Giants, they think the Dolphins situation isn't all that great.
A little insulting.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit.
Well, when everybody just thinks that you got to trade for Deshaun Watson to be any good.
Then. The guy, the rookie quarterback who was okay, he wasn't great, but he wasn't atrocious, but sure. A little disrespectful, but sure.
Then they've got Carolina, the Lions.
Yeah, Goff.
The Saints.
Hold on, what about the Colts?
What about the Saints? Why are the Saints?
The Saints should be down
21st.
Around. The Saints should be about 30th.
Yeah, they got the Saints 21st.
The Saints should be 31,
off of Taysom Hill's
30, or 29, or Jameis. I don't care who you're going with. And here's another one. Where are the Colts with Wentz? We're just going to forget how bad he was.
They got Cincinnati better than. They got Cincinnati's worst situation with Joe Burrow. Is worse situation than that. They got San Francisco at 19. There's your answer for San Francisco, 19th. The Colts, 18th. You haven't heard the Texans yet. Where do you think they have the Texans?
Are they mid like they always are?
They probably have the Texans like 5.
4.
Yeah, because they're counting Deshaun. We know that's a stupid article. When was that written?
No, it wasn't now. Yeah.
When?
It's now.
When was it written?
Today. It came out today. It came out yesterday.
So it's before Cam. Okay. Realistically, if I had to say, what are the 5 worst quarterback situations right now? The Texans are in
posted
there
for 9 hours ago.
The Texans for sure in the 5 worst quarterback situations.
Yeah.
Realistically, the situation is really bad.
Right.
The situation in New Orleans is really bad right now.
Right. They, as opposed to, you know what? Switch Jacksonville and Houston, and this is a viable article.
Yeah.
They had Jacksonville as the 5th worst situation because they got Gardner Minshew.
Where do they have the Colts?
They had the Colts at 18.
Well, that's fair, actually. That's about right.
Yeah, because Carson Wentz might be good.
You can put it lower, but 18 is probably okay.
Well, Where's
San Francisco?
San Francisco's 19.
So who's like 24?
24. Four, I told you already, it was the Dolphins.
And where's the Bengals?
20.
They're not. Okay, where's the Chargers? Probably top 10.
The Chargers are up there. Yeah.
It's based entirely.
10th.
How you finished as a rookie. So they're not giving rookies, like, you got to show more.
Yeah.
In other words, that's, which is fine. You got to show more. Where do they have Arizona? Kyler Murray.
9.
What about Baker?
13. Baker is in that neighborhood. They've got Dallas 11 with Dak signed 11th.
Yeah.
Atlanta 13, Browns 14.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would switch that. Put Baker ahead of Matt Ryan right now.
Who did that?
This is Sam Robinson.
I don't know him.
Yardbarker.
Yeah, but they get it. They aggregate from other companies.
Yeah.
So who originally put that out?
Sam Robinson. This is a Yardbarker production.
It's not that bad.
I would switch except Jacksonville and Houston.
Yeah, except for that. I mean, situation.
We only going back. Why? You know that Jacksonville has Trevor Lawrence. That's dumb. That's just dumb.
Mm-hmm.
They got Chiefs number 1, Packers number 2, Seahawks number 3. Texans 4.
That's why you're going to
Bills 5.
That's why the Seahawks are going to Trey Lance's pro day.
I would put the Bills.
Who's 4?
Texans. Bills 5.
Where's Ravens? 6?
Ravens are 8.
Ooh.
Rams are 7.
Ooh, Stafford over Lamar. Stafford's a better quarterback as a passer. Who's the more impactful player? I guess we'll find out.
We'll find out with guys around him.
We'll find out.
Yeah.
We'll find out. And, you know, Lamar needs a little upgrade in some guys around him, too. It's going to be all Dobbins now. The Texans signed, we haven't hardly talked about this, but Mark Ingram signed a one-year deal worth about $3 million. It's basically, this is the new Carlos Hyde. So it's Carlos Hyde deal. And that's fine. That's fine. Mark Ingram for 1 year to go with David Johnson. You got two guys who will be here for 1 year. And we'll see. You know, we'll see how it goes. I don't even know if they'll draft. I think they'll bring in an undrafted.
Yeah, we haven't even talked about it. What about signing Ingram?
I mean, the name is good. Ingram basically lost out last year.
Another guy from 2016.
Yeah, no, Dobbins, basically Dobbins took over at the end of the year. And Gus Edwards is a pretty good runner.
They put a second-round tender on Gus Edwards.
Yeah, Gus is a pretty good runner. Like, they basically said, okay, this is going to be our top two guys. I think Ingram's still got something. He's quicker through the hole than David Johnson is. A little different type of back. I think you need more quick hit runs with both of them. So I don't think the outside stretch plays are something they should be running. But it's all right. You know, it's okay. I like him better as a runner than Duke Johnson. Duke looked weak out there. Duke did not become a factor as a pass catcher either.
No.
That's not really who Ingram is, but that is who David Johnson is. And I think the Texans will either bring an undrafted free agent in, maybe a late-round running back. I don't think it's going to be a major factor. But at $3 million, you could see a running back in the fourth or fifth round.
I'm just disappointed there's no more David Duke backfield. That's all.
Did you know there's a pro prospect in the NBA named David Duke? Like he's going to get drafted?
Oh, awesome.
Don't tell me he's white.
No, he's not. Okay. I think he goes to Vanderbilt or something, but he is in the range where the Rockets take him with their mid-round pick, if you want that back in the city.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
He plays for Providence, David Duke. He's a 6'5 swingman.
How ironic is it that he's not white?
Wait, well, I mean, look.
It's just a name.
It's just a name, but there are things you do sometimes where you're like, so our last name is Duke. You know what we don't do? Name our child
because David Duke was around long before he was born.
This kid's 21 years old.
Yeah.
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 Maybe we don't name him David.
Lance Zierlein is battle tested. Don't mention his brisket.
That is true.
You do.
That's part of what's made me who I am. You're
pretty thin-skinned about that.
What if the Colts scouting room mentioned your brisket?
You don't have tough skin like your brisket.
Doesn't do anything to me.
Nah, okay. We start to build, pile it on a little bit, we'll see.
Doesn't do anything to me.
I made you laugh.
I know you do.
You made yourself laugh.
I know you do.
928 ESPN 97.5. Craig DeSurf was laughing too.
Craig DeSurf is laughing all the way to the nothing because there's not really anything to laugh about other than they had their best sales year last year. How in a time during COVID did they have their best sales year? I'll tell you why. Because nothing changed for them other than they actually started to get much lower and lower inventory because obviously production had shut down. But the way that they take care of people never changed. The pricing structure never changed. Their willingness to go the extra mile has always been in place in terms of driving and dropping off people's vehicles. That's been the way that they do business pre-pandemic, post-pandemic. It won't change. Customer service index is always sky high for them, whether it's service, whether it's the selection, whether it's price, whether it's trade-in value, nobody beats them. Right now, they've got a great offer on the Chevy Trax where you get dealer cash off right now and financing opportunities at incredibly low rates for well-qualified buyers. And all you have to do is go check out online at LanceZCars.com this brand-new five-person crossover SUV. You are going to absolutely love the sporty design. They're in Angleton, but they will do everything online if that's what you want at LanceZCars.com. Chevy, find new roads.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and World Series champion, and big fan of Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
Road. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Here's a here's an interesting question from Brother Bear Dell. Do you think African Afternoons, starring Dell and Nick, will replace the outgoing Josh Innes show?
I don't believe that to be the case, and I'm not sure the name would be as appealing as he thinks.
African Afternoons.
I'm not sure people would flock to that name, honestly.
It sounds...
I like it, but I don't think...
I mean, it's... You know, when you get an offensive coach, now you got a defensive coach.
You want the opposite of Josh.
You got Josh.
And then you have Dell and Nick.
Afternoons.
Look, I enjoy that title. I just don't think others would so much. I just have a sneaky suspicion.
African Afternoons, I like it. It's
so do I. I'm not this.
I like alliteration.
I love what Brother Bear's thinking, but I don't think it's happening.
Which is why, can we change Elite Eight
back to Grade Eight?
Grade Eight.
Why did we? Why did it ever change?
Because it's supposed to be alliteration. Final Four.
I know, but Grade Eight rhymes.
Grade Eight.
Since
rhymes.
When does rhyming not take?
And elite isn't doesn't rhyme with eight.
No,
or even it's not even alliteration. There's not, just because it starts with an E, it doesn't sound
like
an E.
Final Four is real. Final Four, Elite Eight, eight teams aren't elite.
It's the Grade Eight.
Four, three, two, three. There's only two elite teams this year. Maybe one. There's actually only one elite team, Gonzaga. There's another really good team in Baylor.
Yeah.
And then there's other teams.
No, there's
good eight aren't elite. Grade Eight.
Grade
yeah, that's
eight.
Fine.
Grade Eight.
I don't know why it didn't change.
Can we
is
start
it because
this?
People thought that it was hurtful?
To who?
To, I don't know, maybe that wasn't good enough for the top eight teams, and they thought it was offensive to call somebody great instead of elite?
I feel like they just decided branding would be better if they call themselves the Elite Eight.
Adam Carolla had, one of our listeners sent this to me, on Instagram. He said, thank God our kids are safe from Pepe Le Pew now.
Yeah.
My son, he goes, now my son can go back to playing his Grand Theft Auto where he has to make a decision about setting a hooker on fire so he doesn't have to pay her.
Well,
that's what my wife does. She goes, I guess that's true.
True.
Well, that's the decision you have to make as a parent. But when you
about setting hookers on fire?
About letting your child play Grand Theft Auto.
No, you can't let them.
Yeah, but I mean, Pepe Le Pew was very aggressive.
But can't we get rid of that video game?
No, because adults play that. And then you
set
let your
it
kids
on fire.
Play. I mean, you can. Do you want to take that up as a cause too?
Getting setting women on fire.
No,
I'm against.
Getting rid of.
No, I don't know where you
auto.
Stand on that. I'm
don't,
staunchly
don't,
against.
Don't
I'm
try
against
to
that,
play that game with me, sir.
That, now that we know that you're pro setting women on fire,
see how quick that can turn on you.
Yeah.
No, I'm just listening, and I'm just suggesting. As a parent, you can always say you're not buying Grand Theft Auto. If you put your kid in front of a TV for a cartoon, and Pepe Le Pew is out there raping a different species, or at least attempting to. Maybe you say, let's not put him in Space Jam 2.
Wait, hold on a second.
Wait a minute. Is Miss Piggy going to catch it?
Well, that's a question.
She's aggressive. Is that okay for women to be hoes, but it's not okay for men to be hoes?
He wasn't being a hoe, John.
She was being a hoe?
No. No, yeah. Pepe Le Pew's not being a hoe.
Huh?
No, who's being the hoe here?
Miss Piggy.
She's not being a hoe. She's being overly aggressive.
Overly
that's
aggressive.
Hoe, that's hoe stuff.
No, that's rapey
that's
stuff.
That's stuff.
Oh, and she eats.
That's harassing
guess
stuff.
What? Hoes got to eat, too.
Remember WAP? That
what?
Was aggressive, too.
For who?
For anything.
Yeah.
I think
hear the words? The words were rather aggressive.
Were you offended by that?
Yeah.
Wet
it was
pig.
Rather aggressive. Two Live Crew was rather aggressive.
You hear what John just said?
What'd he say?
Wet-ass pig.
I mean, we have got to, remember when I would have been gone back in the day.
Yeah.
A year ago, I was gone.
That's true.
And nobody.
9:30, he left here, at 9:30.
And I wouldn't have never heard you say wet ass pig. I wouldn't have even heard
He's
it.
Just talking about some ribs, man.
I wouldn't have been part
was
of it.
Was yesterday the first time that you heard News of the Weird?
No, I've heard it before, but it was the first time that it got that out of control. That
no,
I've heard
that's
it get
not
that
the, that's
No,
not,
I'm sure it's not,
not
the first
close
time.
Close to the first time.
Did you see where Salt Bay?
Oh, by the way. I couldn't sleep last night. Do you know what was in my head? I swear to God, I'm like, Songs of the South.
Ooh.
Oh.
Were they hovering above? Were the
yes.
Were the thoughts?
I mean, no.
You hover above, rain, hail below.
I mean, the whole thing, though.
Speaking rebels, of rebels. Speaking of Miss Piggy.
You hover above, rain hell below. Killing them hogs real nice and slow.
I forgot the next line, but I knew some of that cast will put you on your ass.
Sure, let's listen to the whole thing since you forgot the line.
Killing them hogs real nice and slow. I'm
Brett Myers.
I'm going to throw that gas put down around
on your knees. Put you on your ass. Yeah.
Rebels, rebels, bringing the muskets and bringing down death on us. Rebels, rebels. Keep everybody in bondage.
Oh, way down south in the land of cotton. Old times there are not.
That's not even an
look
original.
Look away, look away. That's not even an original.
Jack used to be. He's a busy bee.
Wait, we forgot the last one.
So, that's one. Would somebody buy Jack
Steelers
East?
Of the South.
That was the last one. It played the whole thing. 30 seconds.
Steelers of the South.
That's
wasn't
not
it?
Songs. Well, that's Steelers of the South.
Would somebody buy an NFT token like Top Shot? On the bench Top Shot, would somebody buy Jack Easterby? He's a busy bee.
As a moment?
Oh, yeah.
As a moment?
I think so.
That would be a moment that would sell.
Oh, yeah. Jack Easterby.
How could you not?
He's a busy bee.
Jack Easterby. He's a busy bee. He always got tricks up both his sleeves.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a moment.
Mm-hmm.
No.
That would
what
sell.
About, are you going to sell it in pieces so we make more?
Yes.
Well, yeah, that's one
you
moment.
Dole them out one at
that's
a time.
That's one moment.
Waka, 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 waka.
That's one moment.
Well. That's very is no. It's wooka, wooka, wooka. He yeah. did sound like Fozzie Bear when he said when he did
that.
He
tried to do a scratch. Easterby, you could go, but he doesn't do the real scratch noise. Did you see what happened with Salt Bae? You know the guy that does this on the salt.
No.
Yesterday, well, this was posted. And this is the first time I'm seeing it. But he was at a dinner, some kind of dinner. He's got his gloves on. I don't know if this is people wearing masks. I think people wearing masks. He's at some kind of dinner. Let me turn the volume down. And he's salting meat. It's been cut. It's at some kind of dinner where I'm sure people pay a lot of money for. He's salting this meat, doing a Salt Bae move. He takes his knife. He stabs a piece of meat, and then he puts it in this woman's mouth. This woman opens her mouth, sticks her tongue. Yeah. And watch her boyfriend or husband. That was not a look that is a friendly look.
I was sticking it in my mouth, but I was doing it wrong.
If Wendy did that, if Salt Bae did that to Wendy... Took a long piece of meat and then stuck it out for her, and she had to open her mouth, and he slowly put it inside of her mouth like that. That's on the knife. Would you be okay with that?
No, that dude.
And the guy next to him is like,
"Oh, that dude didn't like it." One
you could
bit.
Tell he did not like that move. And at some point,
I ain't worried about Salt Bae. I don't think he likes her. I don't think he's interested.
Yeah.
What do you mean, John?
Oh, you mean like this? You mean like this video I'm about to show you? Because I bet you haven't seen this one. When Salt Bae, when this girl started twerking for Salt Bae, and he started taking a video of it, she's like, "Oh my God, it's Salt Bae." I better put it on mute because I'm not sure what's going
to.
She was twerking for Salt Bae, and he's recording. And then her boyfriend comes to the door and sees her. And throws her out of the restaurant. You mean like that?
Yeah. Oh, she ran too. Oh, she knew.
Yeah.
She knew.
Oh my gosh.
No. That's
I don't need Salt Bae running up on my wife. Trying to put anything anywhere.
A listener on Twitch yesterday suggested we call the show with Nick Dell and Aaron the produce aisle.
Oh.
Produce aisle.
Yeah, three producers.
Three producers.
Oh.
Watch out, Houston. That was a dad joke.
Art says it should be Coming to America.
We would have to pay Eddie Murphy for that.
Yeah, and?
I don't want to pay Eddie Murphy for that name. That costs.
No. But you want something catchy, you got to pay for it. You can't make money without spending money.
Well, I think Brother Bear will probably cost less to pay him for that name, which is not a bad one either.
I like the African Afternoons.
I just don't think it'd play well for people.
I don't know. I think
African
Afternoons. I think where we are as a country right now, it's perfect.
No.
Yeah.
No, it is not.
Okay. Since Trump took office, we've never been more united. So, I mean, as a country.
It seems like you have a different, perception of what actually went down.
Have we ever been more united? No.
Well, I'm just saying. People are feeling good that their next STEMI check is coming now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Frankie said, Frankie texted me, "Dad, ask your guy how I get my stimulus check."
What guy?
Trump? Like, I don't have a guy.
Ask your guy. She meant John Clay Wolf. She just thinks he's a fixer.
No, no.
You call him the Wolf.
The Wolf.
She didn't mean John Clay Wolf. I think she meant our tax guy. And I was like, Frankie, he doesn't do that. Yeah. Man, what are you talking about?
Are you going to
go online and find out how you get your stimulus check?
Frankie.
And do you even get a stimulus check?
As long as she doesn't make enough.
You're working.
Well, no, you still get one. Yeah. I worked and got one. It depends on how much you make.
I didn't get nothing.
It depends on how much you make.
Wendy. She ruined
it. No, it should be for, is it for per household or per person? I don't know.
It's per household.
Yeah, well, then Wendy's
ruined everything.
Yeah, that's what's happening.
Just called, did I miss this one where he said, just call the show Coming to America? I may have.
Yes.
You missed that part. Yeah, you were doing
I was looking
other
at Salt Bay trying to
do stuff to women.
Would you let Salt Bay do that to you?
To me?
Yeah.
Feeding
you lamb like that? That was lamb. He's feeding you lamb off of a knife. Would you let Salt Bay do that to you? Yeah.
No. Drop a piece of lamb in his mouth?
All right, thank you.
You take it off.
Yeah, you're not dropping a piece of meat.
I'm not dropping. No, I don't want anyone dropping meat in my mouth.
We're such a basic show.
I was sticking it in my mouth, but I was doing it wrong. That's exactly right.
Hey, Salt Bay, knock it off.
Hey, Salt Bay, stop trying to drop meat in my mouth.
Jackie Daytona says, the Texans reunited McCarron and Ingram because they're so familiar with each other. Sounds like a contingency plan to me.
Is that a contingency?
They did play with
but
each
McCarron
other.
McCarron isn't on the roster, so.
Yet.
There's that. There's that whole thing.
They can always bring him back.
Yeah. No. Hopefully they do. Nothing says a great season like having A.J. McCarron.
Who's
at the
looking
helm.
For a great season? I thought you were looking for the number one overall pick.
We are. Yeah. No. That's what we're looking for. I don't think David Culley's looking for a playoff berth.
Well, he's not a personnel guy. We were told that. That's Nick's job. And if Nick's making decisions to further the future, yeah, you sign A.J. McCarron and make him your starter.
Yeah.
For Bo Culley?
If you want what's best for the team, sign A.J.
Yeah. Be awful.
Yeah.
Make that
His
record.
His wife, what's her name, wants to be here. So let's go.
Two other name potentials. SAM, Smart Ass Minorities.
Mm. You don't like it? Why don't you like that?
I don't love that one. I just feel like that's a little too aggressive. What about this one? Bad and Bougie.
Which one of us is bougie?
You, because you watch French movies.
Yeah.
I don't watch French movies.
You are bougie.
I watch shows based in Iceland, but I don't watch French movies.
You've watched French movies before.
Mm-hmm. You're
definitely bougie. Nick is bad, but bad. Bad in a good way.
Why? Don't talk to
Nick
me that way.
Nick goes out drinking, throwing up.
You're bougie.
That's true.
You watch
Call Me By Your Name. Am I the bougie one?
I didn't
one?
Watch Call Me By Your Name.
Yes, you did.
I never saw that.
You did see that.
I will see it
you
some point, maybe.
You love yourself some Timothée Chalamet. Knock it off.
I didn't watch Call Me By My Name.
Liar.
Those are one of your other friends, not me.
You're not my friend, so
one,
that wouldn't
One of your other friends. You got your friends mixed up.
No,
we're not. Me.
We're not friends.
Maybe your other friend.
He's only got one best friend, you.
No.
Yeah.
He couldn't mistake that.
Speaking of my best friend.
That's why we came in together.
You know my best. No, that's not. We came in together because you're the child of divorced parents and they forgot who to pick up. That's what you look like out there.
I forgot my access card, so I had to wait outside. He goes, look at you. You look like you're a child of divorced parents and there's a miscommunication on who's supposed to pick you up.
Because dad's a bastard, and he forgot. He was with his new girlfriend.
It did feel like that, though, if I'm being honest. Hey, I'll tell you, I'm so excited. I'm going to get my kitchen started with Texas Custom Patios. Really, I screwed up by not getting a kitchen put in the first time, but now I'm going to go back and do it now. Steven Shell sent me work that they just recently did on a standalone pool house that was that's what I wanted. I mean, this thing is like an unbelievable house. They can literally do any project for you. It's really unreal. And now they're going to go back, double back, and we're going to do the kitchen, which I should have had done the very first time. I'm so excited to get this done just the way I want. I may get some benches added in to where we have a seating area where the kids can sit and eat. I'm excited to visit with him. He does a great job. He and his whole staff do a great job of designing for you. They do it through HCAD so you can see exactly, or not HCAD, the CAD drawings where you can see exactly what it's going to look like. They tell you how much it's going to cost, what the time frame is, and then there is no variance from that. And the work that you get is truly the premier work that you're going to find in the entire state. Texas, make sure that you go to TexasCustomPatios.com. See their before and afters. They can do the same thing for you. TexasCustomPatios.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 9:48, Lance's last segment. Not sure what's going to happen at the end of the segment, but you might want to stick around.
I don't like this new thing because you have multiple interns who like golf. Now you feel empowered. I got to flip to the golf channel because he and Will have conversations about the players. You know, you're too empowered because there are interns here who back your opinion.
Oh, let's see. There's a live sporting event going on.
It's not a sport.
I don't see sports. Station.
I don't see sports. I see people talking about sports.
No, this is look. Oh.
No, I still don't see.
This is the Bryson DeChambeau last week at Bay Hill.
Oh, so this isn't live either. Great.
No, this is. Look at. And he went, wow. After he hit it over the water, 340. Yeah.
God, you're a nerd.
No.
This is even nerdier than your Pongo stuff.
What are you talking about? The nerdier golf is nerdier than Pongo.
Yes.
That's the dumbest thing you've ever
You are nerdier
you
than a
dumb stuff.
You're nerdier than
all
a talking
the time.
You're nerdier than a comic book that features a talking chimp.
Lance.
I don't want to be in any of that stuff.
Lance.
Yeah.
Are you a little bit worried about your job? You lost $4 billion last year? The NFL lost $4 billion. 25% of their revenues.
No, I heard the NFL's making a ton of money.
Oh,
that's what everyone said after Dak's deal.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear that college sports lost $14
billion? $14
billion? $14 billion for college athletics.
Yeah, I could see that, yeah. Well, and that's why. Listen.
$14
billion. Make no mistake about it. Stanford, South Alabama, all these schools that cut a bunch of sports, they wanted to cut those sports anyway.
And
they just had themselves.
Back.
Finally, justification. They had some justification. Let's get rid of rowing.
I think some more may be cut, though. I think some more. I don't think it's going to all of a sudden all the advertisers and sponsors and revenue
well,
is going to come
football,
back. I think more stuff is going to be cut in a lot of those
Well,
sports.
You're going to get your television revenues from the NCAA tournament. Your leagues are. You're now. College baseball doesn't draw anywhere except LSU anyway, so it doesn't really matter. They double the next highest, but football stadiums are going to be full this fall, so you're going to be able to you're bailing water now. Mm-hmm. The boat was leaking in a lot of situations, but you're going to be able to withstand it. And don't forget Title IX. That still
That's
hasn't
huge.
Changed. It's huge. So you can get rid of. I guess you can get rid of, men's rowing, maybe wrestling. I don't know what other programs you if you get rid of men's golf, though, you're going to keep women's golf because you need women. You need women's sports to make up for football programs and basketball programs. Okay, I guess. But I think that a lot of the bleeding is going to be, I think they were able to, they took the big hit last year. And they'll bounce back.
But how does the revenue just come back automatically?
Well, it doesn't come back. You took your losses.
But that means your budget that you were working off of previously, it's probably going to be impacted at least 2 years in a row, maybe three.
Well, why? You're going to have full football stadiums this year.
Yeah, but we've just talked. We had a whole segment on how some people have changed their priorities and gotten a little bit away from
okay,
sports. Stanford is not a football forward school.
We're not talking about college football.
No, but
football
Stanford
fans.
Never was a football forward school.
Well, but
never
yeah,
was. It's the, not. That's not changing.
The people who were talking about, we weren't talking about college football fans. Even the guy who said he's no longer watching sports, we're talking about pro sports.
Pro sports.
Yeah.
So, will college football stadiums
yes.
be?
Yes.
Okay.
The places where
even,
it's a
I'm
big deal.
I'm not going to say that it's going to be all the way back, but. Will college football's attendance be 80% of what it was in 2019?
As long as they're allowed to have people in the building, yes, at least.
Yes. As if every stadium is 100%.
Yes.
And who cares about the Northeast because they don't have football college football anyway. California, I guess. I mean, people still don't go to USC.
But John,
USC,
that's not where a lot of the money it comes from. TV deals, and we'll see how the
TV deals are still going to be there.
Well, we'll see how they are now. We'll see if they get renegotiated. If the advertising, if the ratings and all that stuff. I just don't think, from what I read, based
well,
on
if
the 14
but if
million
contracts
number,
are already in place, then you got your contract.
But you're lost. You hadn't lost your money yet. Now your money's been lost, and now you have to recalibrate your budget. Your budget had already been set for the year in January. Now your budget has to be reset now that all these numbers are in, and they probably were, I guess, maybe in January, but let's see how the budgets are reset now, how you put your money out there now that you have less money to work with this year. Everything is, your revenue happens the year before, and that's what you use the year, the next year, right?
Right. Well, and you even have bigger losses because all those athletes that get an extra year, you've got those guys still on rosters with your incoming freshmen.
They're making you say, they're making you say.
With your incoming freshmen and everything else. I think that it. I don't think Armageddon is here. I don't think especially sports Armageddon in college athletics, like we talked about.
I bet you there's more cuts to programs, and I bet some low end programs lose their basketball teams or whatever.
If there are more cuts to programs, it just means they wanted to cut those programs.
Well, I don't think that's always the case. I think sometimes you just don't have money. You know, I remember talking to Otis Birdsong years ago. This is in the 90s, and Houston was talking about cutting sports because they were in bad shape financially. Yeah. They didn't want to cut anything, but they were bleeding money at this particular time when I was talking to Otis Birdsong.
I haven't heard any talk about Houston cutting sports.
No, this is in the 90s.
No, I know, now.
Yeah, no, not now. But Houston didn't want to then. I think there's a lot of programs who end up cutting Humboldt University. They want to cut their football program, but they had to. Now, that's not a Division I, obviously. But it wouldn't shock me if there's some that, you know, that maybe aren't the headline sports that end up getting cut.
You mean from revenue-generating?
Not revenue-generating sports.
I mean from programs that generate, football programs that generate revenue who will now be able to recoup some of that revenue, or not recoup it, but continue on their.
Well, that's going to be tough. I still think it'll be more like swimming.
Yeah, because Stanford did it, and we had someone we know affected by it, one of our interns, because of the issues with COVID. Do you think a program, like let's say UCLA, not their football program is back to operational capacity, what they were before, they get fans in the stands. You think a UCLA program would cut a team based off of what? So I'm trying to figure out why you think they'll still cut stuff if the money's coming back in.
They feel like there's not money. If their revenue goes down, let's also remember they are also dependent upon some schools are also dependent upon students. You know, the on-campus learning, this is going to be interesting to see how this changes for people. Because a lot of people don't want to go back to their work. They want to work from home now. Yeah. I wonder how many students will say, you know what? I want a cheaper option, but be able to work from home.
Yeah, and they're going to say, nah, you know what? There were schools that were like, nah, you're coming here because we need that dorm money.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I mean, all schools are going to be
you
like,
can't
no,
offer that.
we ain't doing virtual anymore.
It's too dangerous. You'll lose. Now, you could pick up some students that way, actually, but it's too much that can be lost there.
Yeah, no. Christian Kirksey is a Houston Texan.
Another good guy linebacker.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
He is. No, he's a nice guy. He also is a dominant sack producer.
Is he?
7 years, 13 and a half sacks.
Ooh, and a former Brown, too, so that keeps that trend going.
That keeps that alive, Christian Kirksey. You know, I guess he'll play on you know what he is? He's the Sam. He's got to be the Sam.
They're going to a 4-3. Oh yeah, in the 4-3. Yeah. He'll probably be a Sam.
He's a Sam. He ain't the Will.
In the 4-3 under Lovey, Whitney becomes a rush end. So, you know, he'll go from being that coverage linebacker he was last year to a strictly rush end. Is he going to be a linebacker?
He's going to be a Will that's out in coverage because he can't rush the passer.
So Whitney,
he'll probably turn into a DN.
He's
got to
be a rush in now, right? Under Lovey? Who?
No, Lovey has standard upfield 4-3. So yeah, he's the same.
Whitney's the
same thing.
No, we're talking about Whitney.
Oh, Whitney. Whitney's got to be a DN.
Yeah,
he's Mark Anderson. 4-3 upfield rusher.
Yeah,
that's what he is. Yeah. He's a 4-3 upfield rusher.
He can't be. But guess what? He's a DN that gets you 2.5 sacks.
No, he may be a third down pass rusher. Honestly.
Really?
Jacob Martin.
Yeah, get you 2.5 sacks.
But Jacob Martin is the one I worry about because now they're going to see if Jacob Martin can play off the ball because Jacob Martin is not made for a 4-3 DN. So he's the guy who comes in for Whitney maybe as a pass rusher. And he may be a sub package pass rusher, Jacob Martin. That's my guess because he's too small for you to use him as an every down defensive end. And Lovey had Mark Anderson wasn't big. Like Lovey's had some small DNs, But so maybe I shouldn't just close the door on that. But anyway, you look at it, it's not great. That's all right. Lovie's going to be about getting up the field and attacking the pocket, which in theory is good for Charles Amenihu is going to be the one end. Whitney will be the other. Blacklock is a perfect fit for that kind of scheme that Lovie runs. So that's good, you know, if he's committed. And I don't know who the other D lineman's going to be. We'll see. Wouldn't shock me if they had a free agent.
Do you think Lovie will end all of his weekly pressers with a particular thing, Lance? Do you know what's coming, Lance?
Mm-mm. What could possibly be coming?
When Lovey's done answering questions, do you think he'll end pressers with this?
Bye, bitch.
Not to my knowledge.
He might.
I'm going right now to Christian Kirksey's Twitter to see if there's... God, you have been so good to me through it all, and you've been there. Thank you. That's the tweet right now. He's now a Texan.
And rightfully so.
That's right.
He fits the culture.
You want to be a Texan? Just tweet out biblical quotes.
And if you don't tweet out those quotes, then you ain't.
Thank you, Lord.
1 year contract worth up God to $4.5 million.
Christian Kirksey gets $4.5 million. Are they going to have money to trade to Deshaun?
No.
Trade Deshaun not. With that cap hit?
Nope. Not with the last two, 3 and 4.5. That's 7.5 of the 24 they have.
And they got a draft class to sign?
Yeah.
Well, not really. Actually, I take that back. They don't have a draft class.
No, they don't. A third, fourth.
That's not going to hurt them at all.
That's about $47,000, their draft class. All right. Bye, Lance. I like to say bye, Lance.
Oh, okay. Would you like to replace bye, bitch with bye, Lance?
No. No, but I like to say bye, Lance.
But she likes
but
to
I'm
say
not, but
Behind the see, Fence is the new show. After the bench in the press box, the new show could be called Behind the Fence.
What does that mean?
Like a wall, a fence, or whatever.
What about The Inmates?
Did Bob McNair name the show?
No, Dustin did.
I don't think either one of us would appreciate being considered inmates.
Are the inmates running the prison around here?
No, AJ's running the prison.
Oh, that's right. It's not the end.
You still called him a prison.
I know.
9 o'clock.
That was
ESPN
on purpose. ESPN
97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.